Lars Ghost.
The following podcast is scheduled for 1 hour. Making his way to the microphone with 6 inches of beard hair, Dan.
6 inches of beard hair, half an inch of cock. Your host with the most of the toast on the coast, Shane O'Haig.
I like that, actually. We didn't even organize that. That's spontaneity for you.
Yeah.
Improvisation.
Give us a TV show.
Please.
Give us a TV show.
I don't want to work anymore.
If anyone at NBC is listening to this.
We can do this all day. Like we can get Andy Samberg on.
Yeah, we've got like 6 scripts ready to go.
We do. All of them revolve around toast, coasts, most, and chodes.
Yep.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get middle America to put down their Bibles and watch some TV, I don't know what will.
We tried everything. We tried giving them toast. We tried bringing them to the coasts. We showed them what a tube was. Some of them didn't know what a tube was. We told them. And yet they're still believing that Joseph Smith read a tablet from a book. Dum, 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 dum.
When in fact the man was completely illiterate.
Yeah, had to get someone else to write down for him.
What a knobhead.
Anyway, today we're going to be recording the January 14th episode of NXT 2014. If I can find, yeah, I think that's it. So, enjoy.
Watching the top 50 moves of Tajiri.
Haratoma? Oh! Wait a second, is this the same one that we watched last time? It couldn't be. Because that kid with the Nirvana shirt's still there.
He's following him around. It's like some hippie following the dead Kennedys in the 60s.
Oh, Tyson Kidd.
No, we didn't. So the Nirvana kid. Incidentally, if anybody's listening to this, in 1996 pay-per-views, when you watch them, there is this kid with a bowl cut that is in the front row in about 50 different fucking pay-per-views over 95 and 96. I challenge you to go back. He's there at WrestleMania 12 for the Iron Man match. He's at Mind Games, and he always looks the same. He's got this mad look on his face and such a bowl cut. So check him out. WWF pay-per-views from 1996.
Oh, it's just WWF?
Yeah, he's fucking following them.
Because there was a guy who had like a sign that said like 100 pay-per-views.
Really?
And running, yeah. So, I mean, if it's something as high as 100, I can only do 12 a year.
That's insane. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
How much money?
I know. We want to go everywhere around. Because it's not like this staying in one place. It's not like this where...
Yeah. Oh, is this in the same place every week? Yeah.
Yes. This is in Full Sail University in Florida. Oh, Finn Balor! I meant to say Tyson Kidd. That's Natty Neidhart's husband.
He's the guy that likes he likes TV and his cats.
Yeah.
And ignoring her.
Yes, and he references, he always talks about his Uncle Brett, despite the fact that he's actually a fucking good wrestler. Like, but, and there's Finn Balor with his package.
I think Balor is he some kind of, was he?
He is a god or something. Yeah, like. Yeah, because we mentioned this last week, it was like.
Deaf, was he?
It's like, Finn McCool,
the Eater of Worlds. That's Galactus, of course. But
we get the two confused.
That's easy to do.
On an embarrassingly regular basis.
Oh, Galactus, the old pagan Celtic god. No, not right.
Wait, no, I've got this.
Lid boy is ripped, so he is. He only weighs 180 pounds. He's been in the gym, really. What size is he, like 6 foot?
What, like 6'2", I think.
But he weighs fuck all, like. He's spending a lot of time working on his intro, I think. This kind of Jesus Christ ball stuff.
He's a Christ figure.
Obviously. Yeah. He's waiting for them to embrace him as the Christ figure he knows himself to be.
And what Tyson Kidd is Barabbas.
Free Tyson Kidd. Free Kidd.
Property of the Performance Center.
Oh, that boy with the beard there. Ginger fella. He sat down. Stand again. Show us your righteous beard.
Oh!
Take that.
Instantly. Look at him. And his sparkly sequined underwear. See, he does this jump mate I told you about. He always does this mad fucking two-footed stomp.
Foot stomps are lame.
But he's very over.
What's the story here? His promo's good. Why are they?
Because he is Prince Devitt. Well, Fergal Devitt's his name, but Prince Devitt's like a huge name in Japan. And all around the place, actually.
Him?
Yeah.
He's big in Japan.
He's big in Japan. Tonight!
At 6'2", I don't doubt it. Lazy.
And he's, I don't think he's great. Like, he doesn't do any wrestling moves. You know, he's all just strike, and which is fine, but
I think they like that in Japan.
They do,
bit more.
He rolled out. Oh, Tyson.
Like, I think you can have some really good stuff with someone who uses a lot of strikes with someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
It can work really well. Or it can end up just being an absolute pile of dog shit. But maybe he's got a lot more moves than what he does it here. I suppose the matches are pretty short. Over the top?
Nope.
Always like that reversal. Yeah, give him a taste of the rails. That'll teach you. It'll cool your temper.
That'll cool your temper. Harden you for the winter.
Oh, fools rush in, my friend.
Look at the crowd don't even move. The crowd just goes, alright, so.
I have seen this before.
Are you going to be entertained?
They're jaded. It's just 14,000 fucking Neros. I have seen everything. Take it away.
I don't even think there'd be, like, maybe 1,000 in this. I don't think that the seats that many.
Where do they do it?
In a theater in Full Sail University. But I think it's in Florida.
Oh, okay.
But I think this is, like, all year round.
It always there.
Okay. Yeah. I think the crowd were shouting,
Natty's better.
JBL, you know, renowned for being a cunt.
Yeah, he is a ball bag. he is a gross ball bag.
Oh, he's horrible. He's a horrible prick. And the other day I forgot to fucking tell you. So right, so on Raw, they did the Raw reunion, and it started off with Triple H, and then Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and X-Pac came in. In the NWO, right? And we were like, oh, it's pretty good. And they were doing an awful lot of like breaking kayfabe, an awful lot, having a laugh backstage, and actually like in the promos we were actually having a good laugh.
Yeah.
But whenever they came out, the Ascension, who I told you about, were those two like Legion of Doom looking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, they've been saying like, oh, we're better than the Road Warriors. Okay. Yeah. And they've been getting, I told you, they were getting continuous heat from all announcers. Like, not even JBL was kind of going, well, you never know these young ruffians, you know.
Yeah.
He was actually saying, no, these guys are dicks. So out come Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, X-Pac. Kevin Nash with the toothpick and all on, doing the NWO thing. And then they come out and start like ripping the piss out of him. And then suddenly JBL gets up and says, fuck, like I was marking out. But JBL stands up and he's like, no, don't you do that, you can't say that. So I made a call to one of my friends. APM music starts, fucking Ron Simmons comes out. Class! And I was, brilliant. So they got into the ring and they were about to start a fight, and all you hear is, oh, you didn't know? Yep, Badass Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg Jesse James come out, do a class wee mini promo, kick the fuck out of them, and then this is the bit that I meant to bring up, was that they're kicking the fuck out of the Ascension, everything's great. And then fucking JBL starts winding his arm up, you know, for the clothesline from hell. I was going, this guy is going a fucking hard way at life. And yeah. he did, it was really brutal looking. It didn't look like, it could have been really cool, like maybe one of the Ascension could have done like a backflip bar.
Yeah.
No, he looked like he got whiplash, like. What a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Certain guys used to sell it really well. Billy Gunn used to do like this kind of fucking halfway somersault every time he got clotheslined from hell. It looked fucking awesome. And then other guys, you could just tell that they really didn't know he was going to fucking twat them as hard as he could. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of crumple.
You know? Oh, he did the kick. He did the kick. You're like,
it's a goodie.
Yeah.
But so how long was he in Japan for, this man?
What do you call him? Virgil Devitt?
The land of the rising sun.
Well, I can't actually remember, but I know that he was in Ireland until about 2008.
Oh, okay.
So I reckon maybe, but, well, from what I can gather, maybe about 5 years. I bet you if I went on his Wikipedia, he would tell you the exact years that he was in and out of the place, but...
She's using a BlackBerry at the minute.
My phone is... Yes, my Samsung was a way to get repaired, and I have to use that. BlackBerry!
So he's also started dealing drugs.
Yes!
As one does when one has a BlackBerry.
I have to, and... although I can type far faster now, with the full QWERTY keyboard,
Going over the top.
Over the top!
Suicide Dave!
Over the top!
Good!
Yes!
Good gravy!
Loving it.
Yes, yes, he's loving it too.
He's loving it. Hairline.
He's pumping up. Is there a recession of hair?
I don't know whether he has enough, but... See, that, I don't know. All strike moves. He's a great guy, like. But he...
What? Fuck.
Yeah. But that said, though, he is getting on a bit. Like, he's about 34.
33,
34.
What? Yeah.
And...
It's a weird old thing though, like when someone will suddenly fucking take off in wrestling, like.
Oh yeah,
it seems like sometimes someone's been waiting for ages, and then all of a sudden it just happens, you know. Although it usually seems to happen after they've fucking lost their best days.
Yeah. Sorry, just using my BlackBerry.
Pegasus Kid.
He was Pegasus Kid, apparently in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Then he was in Control Terrorism Unit and Rise in New Japan.
Fucking controversial, couldn't get away with that in the States. Well, unless you're, I don't know. I suppose unless, like, they had, like, fucking interviews where they're just, like, torturing, waterboarding Muslims or something.
Or if they waterboarded the interview.
Yeah, just doing waterboarding. Like, that's enhanced interrogation, it's not torture, shut up.
Mean Gene coming out.
Yeah.
So, Prince David, how do you think you're going to do today?
Sit in the chair, Mean Gene.
I don't think that's a good idea now. Oh,
he's allowed to use a sharpshooter, yeah?
Yes, because he was in the Hart family dungeon.
Oh, is that where he will train?
Yeah. He talks about it loads. Him and his uncle, fucking Brett. Jeez, that actually looks like his back is properly
he's
twisted.
He's got that in deep there.
Yeah, like...
You ever been in a sharpshooter?
I have.
It's fucking painful.
It is really fucking painful, and it's that fear as well. It's almost like that type of back pain. Your body just goes, whoop, whoop!
Yeah. I think that it is worse than the Boston Crab.
Yes, definitely, because of the way your legs are twisted. And because, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the Walls of Jericho.
Which is fucking outright dangerous.
Well, according to Jericho, the walls originally were more like
vertical. Yeah.
And then he couldn't do it as much because the guys in WWE were bigger than the guys in WWE.
Ah, okay.
Oh, he missed the stomp again. No, he apparently got the stomp there. That was a bit of a botch.
Yeah. What is that? His finisher, the stomp then?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, you want to get that bollocks to that? I'm gonna switch that up, my friend.
Well, I suppose signature. You know, I mean,
You can finish matches with signatures or your finisher, yeah.
Well, I don't know. They just look better, don't they? If they bring up the crowd, I mean. I say that a finisher has to be something that puts them away, and a signature can just be some move that you do continuously. Like, you know, The Rock punch
Bronco Buster.
Bronco Buster? The Rock never Bronco Buster, did he?
No, so I was thinking about, like, an excellent move that... of the Xbox.
Yeah.
Arena's counter.
Like, The Rock, punch, spit in his hand, slap.
Yeah.
That's probably a signature. Like, he's never going to finish a match with it.
Yeah.
You know, he'd probably finish a match with a Rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know? A spine buster into People's Elbow, that might be a signature move. Because,
Well, actually, no, you know, he made friendship with the People's Elbow as well.
Yeah. He used to do Boston Crabs loads.
Yeah.
The Rock.
And a sharpshooter now and again.
Did he do the sharpshooter?
He would throw it in now and again, yeah. Bit cheeky.
Did he do the figure four as well?
I don't know if I ever saw him do a figure four. It's not to say it didn't happen. I just don't really remember it.
I know that, didn't he have, whenever he was in WrestleMania 17 with Stone Cold?
He done one there?
Yeah. I like the fact that Renee Young is doing commentary. I like the fact that they've got a woman doing commentary.
She's very, I don't like, well, the guy in the middle looks like a young Glenn Beck, so I automatically do not trust him.
It's,
anyway.
It's that her slicked back.
And he's crying.
Crying because America's not as awesome as it used to be before these liberals ruined it. Back when I were a child, I tell you what, a young piggy-faced Mormon.
He's not even Mormon, is it?
I believe he is.
What? I thought he was Catholic.
Maybe he converted. I heard he was Mormon. Again, this is the kind of thing you could look up. Either way, it doesn't matter what Glenn Beck is. He's a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
Fucking hell, those are big moves.
But, in his... Fucking hell, yep, that's the red arrow. And Jesus Christ. And this is a fight that, well, this is a fight similar to the one that we're going to see at the end of... This was TakeOver Our Revolution. And there's going to be a new PPV in like 4 weeks.
Okay. I think it is. So they don't do these monthly, it's bi-monthly?
The last one was TakeOver Our Revolution was back in December. So I guess, yeah, every 2 months.
Okay.
But since I've been watching that, there's only been... Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch! Since I've been watching that, there's only been three.
Okay.
Yeah, Fatal 4-Way, TakeOver, Our Revolution, and another one I can't remember. So this one's just called... I think it's just called TakeOver again. Bull Dempsey, Baron Corbin.
Bull Dempsey.
Bald Mahoney.
There he is. There he is. The Bullock.
1920s. Boxer.
Bull Dempsey. Broken his hands a score of times, but he'll carry on fighting to the end. I hear he hides a horseshoe in his glove sometimes, though. Cheating Paddy bastard.
Is Dempsey a... Oh, no, of course, Ray Dempsey from Gilder. It would have to be.
Dempsey? You goddamn Catholic Mick?
You Mickalick?
Papist? Get out of the colonies, Dempsey. You're not welcome here.
The New World, yes, with the streets of paper gold.
Except for disgusting micks like Dempsey.
And Daniel Bryan.
Another mick?
I don't know whether he is or not, but he has the gang.
Oh, he's got now some kind of Yes Che Guevara t-shirt.
Yeah, it's Yeselmania.
Yeselmania.
Yep, and this is him returning to... Because at
WrestleMania 30, he beat Triple H.
How does he get injured so much? I hear he gets injured a lot. He fucked up his neck. He had like a pinched nerve in his neck. Yeah. And after he beat Triple H, he also beat, what's his name? Batista and Randy Orton.
What's his finisher?
He had the Yes Lock, which is basically the Crippler Crossface.
Ah, okay. That flying knee thing he does.
Flying knee, yeah. He also does diving headbutt off the top rope.
Great move.
Here he is, werewolf.
I love me a diving headbutt.
Werewolf vampire, biker.
Yeah. Look at that. He's wolfing, he's vamping, he's biking.
Doing the whole 9 yards. He's Wolfensteining.
Wolfensteiner, shooting Nazi zombies.
He's Frankensteining. He's Einsteining.
He's looking kind of unimpressed with the crowd.
Doesn't like them.
No time for them. Is he the shit heel?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, he hasn't done anything heely. He's just kind of gone out and kicking the fuck out of everyone.
The jacket is gone. It's got the lone wolf on the back.
And, of course, pants from Undertaker.
Stolen. Oh, When Undertaker finds out that you've been stealing his old wrestling garb, he's going to kick the fuck out of you. That's what's going to happen.
He'd kill you. He carries an urn about with him.
For hitting cunts like you.
Yes. It's always full. Gets poured out occasionally, but it's always full.
Yeah. The weird thing about it.
Oh, Undertaker, stole your parents.
Are you sure? It seems like it's been spilled out.
Oh, I definitely haven't just burned some chicken bones in front of you. That's a very specific denial, yeah. Paul Bearer.
Yeah, you made me suspicious.
I didn't realize for ages that Paul Bearer was a pun.
Yeah.
Until I became a Paul Bearer. Until, like.
And it.
So, as you're carrying the cup,
I was like
just
laughing to myself, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This changes everything.
Because whenever people said you want to be a Paul Bearer, I was like, I didn't know Granny was being cremated, you know? Yeah.
No thanks, I always fancy myself more of a Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart.
Has the big has the headphone, you know, with the teeth and all around the inside. Oh, there's the one guy that has bowl in the background. See,
oh, yeah.
The thing is, right, like Baron Corbin's been on a winning streak, mentioned this last week, for ages.
Yeah.
And Bull Dempsey, although he wasn't on a winning streak at all.
Quite dominant.
Quite dominant, yeah, and didn't like to lose. And this is probably Baron Corbin's longest match in this.
In the whole thing so far,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the crowd are counting down. Or, sorry, the count up from, like, 0 to 10.
And see how far it goes.
Yeah, and I think the longest match so far has been 20-some, 30-some seconds. So far, this one's already beaten him. So he's already getting a run for his money.
Your man is wearing the worst fucking wrestling outfit. It's like an earthquake and typhoon.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good look, dude. Don't.
A lot of the wrestlers now wear that. It covers the nipples.
Maybe if it went down on the legs a bit longer, like shorts, like Rick Steiner used to wear or whatever.
Or Finlay.
Yeah. That Finlay. He sure as hell is fit. Fizz a fiddle. Old Finlay.
I'm Finlay, and I love to fight with my shillelagh over here by. Oh!
I also enjoy a good cardio workout. That's why they call me fit.
On account of my ability to just do. Oh, here it comes! But, like, the ability, you know, it's not a great finisher, but he was able to lift that cunt off his feet.
Yeah. Yeah, my back would make a whining sound and snap.
Oh, my God.
How you couldn't lift him? Jesus Christ.
He's 300 something
pounds. 300 pounds. 16 feet tall. Did I say 300 pounds? I meant to say 450
feet high. All 72 stories of that man. And you gotta believe. He can pull out a good, you gotta believe.
Yeah.
Hellacious! Oh, hellacious maneuver. By God!
Look at him, his heart's in the cage. Heart's in the cage.
Who's he staring at? Ah! Ah!
Ah! Werewolf vampire. Ah! Abraham Lincoln beard. He's trying to get all those fans. He wants the young vamp fans. He wants the werewolf fans. The bikers. The fans of Lincoln.
The biker mice from Mars.
Who would he be?
He would be Rash.
Rash was the
cool one. The red one. Rash was red.
Did he have the robot arm?
Fuck
it. Which one was Vin? I don't
know. Oh. Ugh. Vin.
Weird.
Do they break kayfabe?
Like, do they make them all be kind of, like, pretend they're all attracted to each other all the time?
No, that was just a thing that, like, apparently Paige had overstepped her welcome and licking Natty Nightheart. But, yeah, other breaking kayfabe, we don't know. Ah, here it is! It's Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks!
The boss man!
Every time she comes up, look at her look. Wearing her Irish tartan. But we'll see whether she's a good wrestler.
Put your devil horns away.
You'll be able to.
Who's your favorite band? Is this just a gimmick?
Is it Ozzy Osbourne and the Rolling Stones? Is that who it is? Doesn't work like that.
Their breast track, of course. Stairway to Heaven. Oh, fuck's sake, Becky, you're all over them, Matt. You could have just fucking brought up the rock charts on your smartphone before you came out. You would have had them.
You could have even, although the rock charts nowadays would probably have
Three Doors Down,
Pull It From My Ball Bag. Say what you want about Three Doors Down.
They do Pull It From My Ball Bag.
Three Doors Down do a fucking brilliant That Smell cover.
I don't really know them. I don't even know if they're popular anymore. Though.
I don't know. I mean, the Head's Superman.
They're not like...
Is it Kryptonite? Kryptonite. The Head Kryptonite. And then the Head Here Without You, which is quite good. And, but in their live album, which is called something else, they do a fucking brilliant That Smell. And that's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
I'm shaking this up.
A bit of a shouty.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Jesus, by that, them hitting each other's shoulders. She does a wee cartwheel. There she is, that. Oh.
Well, absolutely fucking pushed you. Come in that fucking ring and you're fucking done.
I got you, cunt. Fuck me. She's, look at that bag.
As she's giving the belt to the ref, she'll just come up behind her with a bag of syringe. There's a load of AIDS in this syringe. Give me your fucking wallet and the belt. Yeah, new champions. Didn't even have to hit you.
God, you see that thing? That is so infuriating. That just makes me want to hit something. That
it's just
you fucking cunt. Fuck off. Fuck. Fuck away off. Fuck. It gets me so riled up.
It's not. It's not. Not an easy accent to listen to.
And if you just like,
not that mine's great.
No. Oh yeah, actually, you know what? The West accent, the West accent is West. It's a lot softer.
Galway. Where are we going to Galway, man?
Nonny Neidhart's a fantastic chain wrestler. You can see her kind of springing back and forth here.
Well trained.
Yeah, fantastically well trained. Becky Lynch
in the basement or the dungeon.
The dungeon basement. Becky Lynch isn't fantastic. She does an awful lot of botches, but the crowd seemed to fucking love her. I don't know why. Tag her, you
You absolute dope. Tag her in.
Yeah.
You might have caught a burp there. That's we are drinking a
Thistle Cross cider. Strawberry.
It's got real strawberry in it.
Yeah. Oh, double baseball slide. Fantastic. Yep, grab her by the pants there. There you go, in you get.
I threw her in by her pantaloons.
Verily, her pantaloons did stretch and tear. A wardrobe malfunction, the likes of which you have never seen. See the way she, Charlotte actually gets in through the breast rope?
Yeah.
As opposed to the ladies' rope
under the like the rest of them. She's very fucking tall.
She is.
She's what? 6'2"? 6'2". 6.
6'1". 6 easy. Easily.
And we taller than her pants.
Because Ric Flair's got. Oh, look at this!
Boom!
Wasn't great.
No, that could have gone, higher.
Could have gone far higher. I think that Nanny is probably weighs a wee bit. More than any of the other girls, well, maybe not as much as Charlotte.
She's very
for her height because she's got a quick bit of jump in the trunk.
Yeah, she's quite, she's actually got a bit of muscle.
Yes, but at the same time, she's feminine, you know, like unlike Charlotte,
she's a woman,
unlike Charlotte, who has like a bodybuilder's physique almost.
Mm.
Natty looks like a woman who works out. Oh, there it is. Boom.
Not who works out, who's a woman. Who looks like a woman. That's, you know, man.
I got no problem with...
A works out,
yeah. I got no... Unlike some of you racists on Tumblr.
You fucking Tumblr sexist, racists.
Misogynists. Oh, we slap them.
Not all works out are men.
No. Some might identify as a dragon.
Yeah, that's works out splaining. I'm sick of it. Do you go to there's a brilliant Reddit called Swole Acceptance?
No.
It's kind of like, you know, there's the fat acceptance, which is like, oh, you know, walked in a shirt that was my size, guys made fun of me. Just deal with it, you know, that type of thing. Well, okay. Swole acceptance is like, oh, fuck, you botched it, you silly bitch. Try to get in the ring field. Oh, like,
you fool.
I lifted up a box, my muscles strained against my t-shirt. Girls ogled. I'm a man too, you know.
Do you know? We'll see how this goes. But I think it might be good to start one of acceptance of stuff that you shouldn't accept. Like a third arm pops out of your nipple or something.
Oh, okay.
Mutant septus, yeah. Or something.
See, I thought it was going to be something like, so I believe that women are second-class citizens. That's just my opinion.
I'm a man, you know.
Yeah. Oh, pull on the tights! You tart!
Cheat. Cheating.
Cheating.
Here.
You strumpet!
Oh, fucking strumpet!
So
cheating.
So angry. If you'd just gone over clean, I would still be angry. But now, with the pulling on the pantaloons...
It's old-fashioned cheating. No.
I shall not pass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
ye squirting a few tears.
You gonna throw up the horns as well, huh? Let's see it. Let's see it. Let's see the whole thing. Goes, oh, fucking rose between them. Bouncing off the ropes. And then, bit of a neck breaker there. You got it. Oh, yes, us.
That's old-fashioned cheating is what that is. And there's no place for it in wrestling.
Not in my lifetime. I didn't fight in the wars. I didn't fight the Monday Night Wars so that you could do this. You horse.
Not my NXT, man.
Who's that Pokemon?
Okay. At the halftime show, we're going to ask that immortal question.
Shane.
Yes.
Today we'll be discussing young Randy of the Ortons. So, what WrestleMon is Randy Orton?
Oh, well, I'm going to say it, and you're going to go, ah. So obvious it is. He's obviously a Sepiper.
It does seem obvious, but to those out there, some fools who may not know why, could you please explain it?
He's a Viper, like Randy Orton.
Yes.
Potentially an apex predator, but is always in a feud with Zangoose, which is always stopping him from becoming an apex predator. And he can learn the move Swagger, which, let's face it, Randy Orton is.
Spades of Swagger.
No, Swagger all about the place. Poison Fang. Glare. He's very good at glaring as well. Ring Out is actually one of the moves he does as well. He also has Scary Face. And what was the other one that I was going to say? Infestation.
much as Randy Orton will infest the wood in your house, and then you have to have it fumigated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's if you don't seal the wood.
He can also learn punishment and switcheroo. And let's face it, as a fucking heel, he does an awful lot of switcherooing. The cunt. Say what you want about, I don't know, I know I'm kind of going off, but I actually quite like Randy Orton, and I don't know why I like him so much. I think it's because I love to hate him. It's a fucking face you want to punch. You're just like, oh yeah, definitely hate you.
I could punch your face until I just ran out of energy.
I never get sick of pulling the knife out of him. So who would Randy Keith Orton be in history, Dan?
This is an obvious one. He would be Thomas Edison.
That's a bit of a highfalutin thing to say. Randy Orton would be someone as big as Thomas Edison.
Well, the reason for that is...
Calling you a liar.
You call me a lasso?
Oh, that's true.
Well, it was more to do with his feud with Tesla, who was really the face in that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where Tesla came over and said, hey, you know these coils? I can make them more efficient. And Edison went, you can? Cool, you do that and I'll give you $50,000. And then he came back and he said, I did it. He said, you just don't get American humor. I'm not giving you any money.
But I've taken your idea.
Ah, just like Randy Orton did the Hulk Hogan. Exactly. Or Test, he did it the Test, sorry.
Yeah, when Test came into the office, he said, yeah. Hey, Randy, you know these electrical coils you're using? I can make these more efficient. And Randy said, that's cool. You do that and I'll give you $50,000. And Test came back and said, hey, I made these more efficient. And Randy just said, you just don't get American humor. I'm not giving you $50,000. So it's basically exactly the same thing.
And then the next week, Test came in and said,
I've invented an earthquake machine and you can't have it.
Deal with it. Well, it was more like these electrical curls he was using for his arms. I got an experimental one that makes your arms bigger. And he's like, no problem. And went away. And who got caught out on the piss test?
Huh?
Test.
Tested.
I'm just saying. I'm not claiming anything.
I'm not saying.
I'm just giving you the evidence to make your decision yourself, to make an informed decision. That's what we do here.
I'm heavily weighting the evidence so that you make the decision that I like.
Much like Test, heavily weighted all of his weights in order to get his roided out body.
You know. So we've actually done a double there. Randy Orton is Thomas Edison, and Test is Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla. And so, wait, so who would Zangoose be then? Seeing as he's... It wouldn't be Test, because I don't think that they really have... So maybe Cena?
Yes.
Yeah. Zangoose is Cena, because he's brightly coloured. He only knows five moves.
And you're always going to root for him against a piece of shit like Randy Orton.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, whenever it's Survivor and Zangoose in, it's going to be a shit match. But hey, it's happened for thousands of times, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I were to see that happen, although I do watch those videos on YouTube, not Randy Orton and Cena, Snake versus Mongoose.
Yes. Spider versus Scorpion.
Yeah, these would actually be better than some of the WWE main events that have been churned out in the last couple of years.
Oh, God, yeah. I think that there was some bogus statistic going about saying that, like, Cena had headlined, like, X amount of, you know, headlines.
5,000%.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Since the dawn of time, including gladiatorial Rome.
Mm-hmm. Bollocks.
Yeah, that's shit. That's a shit statistic. Stick it up your arse.
But thank you for...
Not you.
No.
In general. If you're out there and you created that bollocks statistic, take that statistic. Turn it sideways.
Clean that sumbitch up real good. Oh, fuck, we're infringing on an awful lot of copyright here. Thank you for giving me information about Tesla and Edison.
No problem. Thank you for telling me about Survivor.
Zangoose.
And Zangoose. Surely he's got something to do with Zangief as well.
Ah!
One of my favorite Street Fighters.
Street Fighterists?
Yeah, Street Fighterists.
Russian buck.
A young buck here in the Street Fighterism.
I've got a little Street Fighter over here. Anyway, thank you. Let's go back to the show.
Now it is happening. The thing that is happening now.
Sami Zayn. Adrian Neville. Oh, you haven't seen Adrian Neville wrestle yet.
In action?
Have you seen Sami Zayn? No, you've seen him talk.
Yeah, I've seen him mugging people off.
Just mouth of the scythe.
Fucking Zayn, you dirty Millwall cunt.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you, my son? You come in here, Millwall.
You fucking know perfectly well this is a West Ham bar. You cunts.
Perfectly well.
You fucking... Are you lost, my son? Are you lost? You must be, because this is a fucking West End bar, this, you cunts. Now, what are you having?
Pot of bitter.
Shit. God. WWE shop, fuck off. What are you selling? Well, I'm not fucking buying it.
Big. Yeah, it's like... His intro was like, oh, look at me, I'm fucking
Sir Adrian. Dude's ripped.
Oh, completely. And he is quite short, but wait till you see him move. Him in his diaper.
Nice diaper, bruh.
Steam wasn't as good as it normally is. Normally it looks far fucking better. Anyway. But
But yeah, whenever Nick, like, there's a reason he was the champion for so long.
Jesus Christ. I know, yeah, he's huge, isn't he?
He's ripped like an anatomy chart.
And the crowd still love
good balance.
Despite the fact that, you know,
he's meant to be a heel.
Well, they're healed him up. Because he, like, heels that JoJo even had a wee shadow of earth there, and see that then? Filthy, filthy, filthy fecker. Looks a bit like one of the boys from The Hobbit.
Displeased.
Mm. Well, this is...
You would be too if somebody stole your belt. But
it's a nice belt. Doesn't, you know, a bit too big for me.
Yeah, I'd look ridiculous about that.
I wonder, do the... Is it... Like... What do you call it? Velcro?
Probably is a dumb question.
Probably Velcro.
Hey, has he got a... That looks like Arabic writing on that man's ass.
He got Arabic writing on his butt. Writing on his butt.
Oh, he's Taliban.
It says Zayn. Because he's Syrian. He's Syrian, yeah.
Well, if he's got Arabic writing on him, that means he's Taliban.
Looks like
Steven Seagal.
Also Eskimo. Also Chef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him there. Oh, jeez. The crowd love him, though. Ah, I think he's class. Jump up.
What's his finisher called?
He does a Halula kick, which is kind of a kick to the face while they're on the turnbuckle. And then he... The Exploder, which is another attack into the turnbuckle. It's like some sort of suplex. Can't remember what it is. There's JoJo. He is fucking huge, isn't he? He's got muscles on muscles on muscles.
Yeah, there might be something a bit untoward about that.
Also doing the haka.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that Sami Zayn's anything to be...
There's nothing to be sniffed at. Hey, big lad. Big lad, he'd be great to have on the farm now, he would. Would you lift that for me, Sami, would you? She's a good man. You're very good to me. You're very good to me.
What type of farms was it again?
Sheep. Or maple.
Maple, yes?
Sheep and maple.
Sheepo?
Yeah.
Look at you, sheepo.
Oh, got it. So yeah, he grows sheepo and maple.
Yes. So
I tell you what, we had a pretty good year on the farm here, eh?
Oh, gosh.
The sheepo coming along real good, eh?
Pardon my fancy, but yeah. We had good day, I can tell you that much. Oh, shaking hands, pleasant lads.
Shouldn't have shook his hand. What's the guy, son of Neville?
Adrian Neville.
Oh, Adol, what are you doing?
You do. Look at the big old beard, the long hair, lad. You silly prick, you. I don't know why the referee's getting on involved. Why is he, like?
Inconsistency. Annoying.
Oh, very
lots. If there's a real match opener that I'm sick of seeing, it's arm drags.
Yes.
It's overused. It's really overused. And the test of strength.
What, whenever they do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really overused as well.
I don't really mind it if it's done well, but look, like, I haven't seen a rest hold, arm drags. These guys are better than this. So either they're trying to build momentum.
Come for something big.
Yeah.
That was actually a pretty cool arm drag, though.
Yeah, was it an arm drag or was it a hip toss?
I don't know. I don't even know what the fucking difference is between them. Either.
I think that... Oh, a hip toss. No, a hip toss is different. Yeah, it must have been an arm drag. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see someone using fucking judo moves in wrestling. Like... any of those moves, they tend to just be like, oh, that's an unusual slam, when in fact they should be like, oh, that'll fucking kill you. Just, it'll be like different than the standard kind of slams and shit that everybody uses, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, yeah, I know, yeah,
he's
the man that gravity forgot. Fucking class. See, like, this is that's the type of opening you want. Yeah. Except then, like, oh no, we need to have we sit down. Have we sit down. Get the fuck away from me.
He's being a bit sharp with the ref.
He's being a bit stroppy. there. I think he's in a bad way. You know what I mean? Like, he just won the belt for the first time. So he's afraid of probably losing it. So he's a bit defensive. While old Edo there is saying, I beat you once, Sammy.
And I'll tell you what.
If Kane's bracelet is not returned. Oh, that broke me. Do you want to tell the story?
tell the story that you told me. That's true.
Okay. It was my first live wrestling experience. There was some serious WWE gimmick infringement going on. There was two guys there, neither of them much over 6'2", who were dressed as Kane and Undertaker. And after the Undertaker's match, or after Kane's match...
And the Undertaker had like a bad wig on, you were saying?
The Undertaker had a shit wig. Like, it barely looked like it was supposed to be hair. It's like a mop that someone had just dropped in ink or something. And Kane, after his match, disappeared backstage. And the MC came out and said, we've had word that Kane's bracelet has been taken by someone. If the bracelet is not returned, there will be no Royal Rumble.
No, that broke me. Oh, he just smacked him in the face. Oh, what are you doing?
Slapping the chaps.
The idea that, you know, these promoters would be like, you see that, children?
No Royal Rumble
for you. No WrestleMania.
We have that kind of sway with Vincent McMahon.
No Super Slam either. Yeah, which is, oh, brilliant. But the truth was that actually there had been...
Yeah, they had promised that the event would finish with a Royal Rumble, which used everybody that had been on that night.
Whoa! Oh, fuck.
That's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
So there was a Royal Rumble, but the whole thing was the fucking ceiling was so low. One guy did a body slam and kicked a light, so for the rest of the night, it was just fucking... It was just guys punching each other badly. Not good.
Oh, here, a Royal Rumble promo.
Where does the Royal element come from?
Well, a battle royale, I think it's just the big element, the same, like Batty Bart, Brennan. What do you call it? The, royale with cheese.
Yeah, okay.
A battle royale with cheese.
Okay.
Look at them all, though. Half of them you can be fucked having in there.
No, that's the problem with it. Because nobody ever... It would be fucking awesome if some fucking jobber won it.
Like, what? Yeah. Yeah, it would, and they'd probably go over. Like, if it was a, you know,
yeah,
if it was a jobber who,
for some reason, stayed there until the end.
Like X-Pac, because X-Pac, I remember one year, I think it might have been Rumble 2000, but X-Pac just hung on and clung on to the bottom rope,
yeah,
for dear life. And that was, you know, and in other battle royales, like, people have escaped, you know, like gone outside and then hung outside the ring. And,
have they ever done it where someone has just hidden under the ring for the whole thing?
The Miz, that's how he won the Intercontinental Championship. He disappeared. And none of the commentators questioned it as well. Hung underneath the ring and then popped up as soon as the last person was chucked out and threw Dolph Ziggler off the
top when he was celebrating.
Yeah, when he was, yeah. Oh!
That's pretty cool.
Big air as well.
Somebody's been doing some plyo workouts. We get it, Sammy. Some good air, alright.
You're strong.
Yeah, right. No, you just show off, you know.
I mean, we're all strong, Sammy.
Some of us mentally strong.
Some of us emotionally strong. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see how strong you are whenever your sister comes home, Sammy, and tells you that she split up with her boyfriend of 2 years. I'd like to see how strong you are at that. That was a bit of a botch. Oh, fuck me!
Oh, great stuff.
Fuck, that was class. Popped into nowhere as well. And how big he is and he's able to move that fast.
He's, yeah, I think he's...
Sorry, I'd like to see what Sammy actually does here. Oh, he just does a backflip on.
Your sister comes home, Sammy.
Looks you in the eye.
What are you going to tell her? That's blood. You going to tell her I never liked him? She don't need to hear that right now, Sammy.
That's not being strong.
Yeah, that's being an asshole.
That's being a dick, Sammy. right? Do you have the strength to look at your sister over the table and say, yeah? And not asking, you don't want to ask questions, Sammy, because you want to say things like, no.
Was it your fault?
Was it, yeah, did you split up with him or did he split up with you? And you don't want to say things like, well, I could see it coming to that because, you know. And again, the worst thing is you don't want to say, what an asshole anyway. You know, to kind of make her feel better. Because
she might still get back on.
She's also not going to appreciate that you just called her ex-boyfriend an asshole.
Because that makes her an asshole by extension.
And you can't say to people when they're going out with them, oh, fucking, you know what, your girlfriend's an asshole, your boyfriend's an asshole. You can't say it to people. People get really annoyed whenever you say that to them. You got to keep it quiet. So you don't wait. I mean, if you're going to say that, Sammy, you wait until later on.
A year.
And then you go, remember John? He's a bit of a dick. I know you liked him, but he's a bit of a dick. But you don't say it right there and then, which is crying to you, Sammy, looking you in the eye. Like, do you have the strength to...
That's strength, Sammy. That is strength.
Like this strength here, whenever you're... Yes, you might be strong physically whenever you're lifting Adrian Neville and dropping him on his neck.
This is the brash, showy strength. The kind that is celebrated by fools.
But the real strength comes from not in your biceps or your triceps, your quads, but in here.
Tiger suplex thing.
Oh, fuck. But in your chest, Sammy, where your heart lives.
And not the literal heart.
No.
The figurative one, mm-hmm. Which is actually in your head.
Because, of course, being Canuck, you have no literal heart. Such is your betrayal. The Dark One took your hearts, and he is holding on to them until the reckoning.
For you are surely a godless people, and his anger shall rain down upon you, and when judgment day comes, none of you shall stand at the end.
That any of ye who have taken my name in vain.
And a Canadian passport counts as that.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, look at these well annoyed lad. Well, no, like, Jesus, filthy hobbitses. Yeah, just awful stuff.
You gonna take that off Gollum? Huh? Sammy, you gonna take that off Gollum?
Oh dear. You don't lift him by his neck. Now, a couple of weeks ago, just getting a background, a couple of weeks ago, Adrian Neville had landed badly on his knee.
Mm.
And they called up the ex. And, this is kind of a throwback to it.
See, yeah.
Actually, her?
Yeah.
I think it's made to look like that. But, I, you know, like...
They shouldn't fucking actually do that gimmick.
No, they should.
Because then when it actually happens, it'll be like... Oh, of course, just, Oh, we're just working.
Well, you can see how he lands, like, and he does land. Oh, fuck!
It's very close.
Yeah. And then, of course, you just rolled it up, like, and then he's figured it. You're like, whether he actually did damage, fuck, whether he actually did damage himself is another matter. Another matter altogether. Here's a hula kick. It's just a kick to the face, like, it's nothing special
while
about it.
While they're in the corner.
Yeah, just... and then he did this as well, where he actually, now, see that. Oh. But he shot through, like, through the ring ropes and cracked him, as opposed to getting kicked in the back. You see, like
I like the way he's selling that. That's
yeah. Selling it quite well. But here he's going up top. He's going up top.
Is he a shooting star?
It's kind of like a shooting star press.
Oh yes, he's fucking mental.
Oh well, that one was just a moonsault. He does a twist. Or is he supposed to do the kick? He does a twist. Normally as well. So. Oh, here comes the exploder. Boom. That's it.
Oh, that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Beautiful. So fucking dark.
Oh, kick in the back. And there's a little kick. And I can't get the leg over. Lost all hand eye coordination. There we go. Well done. And he gets the three. Please tell me the mic doesn't pick that up. That car alarm going off in the background.
That's merely the sounds of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop. Well, are the sounds of the underground?
Those Sounds of the Underground.
If you're into that sort of literal, figurative shit.
Sounds of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, get out of my house! Was that the Sound of the Underground? I thought that was Beyond the Light.
I don't like it. I think you're right.
I mean, they're all fucking same to me. There's WWE Diva from Virginia.
He's a big smiling on his face. Gee, she's happy. I'm here with a license plate.
I crashed my car to get here. No, there's a Nirvana boy still at the back. I'm in here all night. Because whenever I first watched this, I thought, oh, they must like maybe the tape two things at once. You know, because they do that with like Superstars. Were the all the dark shows from Raw are Superstar tapings?
Mm.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Good match?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. Iman, they're both very good.
Mm-hmm. So, fuck, what did we have today? So, we had. Tag team women's.
The two ladies.
Good bad.
Baron and.
Baron and Bo. And then the first one was.
Bowie Man and Tyson Kidd.
Finn Balor. Yeah. So, starting from the start, Tyson Kidd and Finn Balor.
He's okay. Nothing special.
No, I mean. Yeah, normally I've seen better from both of them.
Mm. The over-the-top dive is pretty cool.
Yeah, but suicide dives are always a big winner.
Yeah.
Oh, look at us. Oh, Jesus, Kevin Steen. He's the one who cracked his nose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually still badly bust. Did that say?
Oh, that's fucking disgusting. But you seem to be standing. You probably don't realize what you're doing, but it seems like you're standing on his neck. On that cool laugh.
You could hurt him. Please don't hurt him. He's but a boy. And again, in the background. Look. Oh, fuck. Right in the back.
The people in the front row always look so fucking dissatisfied here. It's very, very funny.
It's.
Like the other people. Further back seem a bit more into it, but most of the people directly down the front are just like,
oh, you call this working? Oh, I paid $15 extra to stand here.
I'm right at the front.
And have I tasted some sweat? Blood, sweat, and tear fire.
It's not much to ask. I just want to see a guy stabbed.
Okay, so Finn Balor, Tyson Kidd, good, not their best, seen better matches from them. The Bull Dempsey and Baron Corbin, Werewolf Man.
I did not think much of that.
Nope. It was quick. Yeah, it was.
Mercifully, it was quick.
I mean, like, if they really wanted, then it would have been close. You know? And Bull would have given them a run for the money. And, I mean, the best way to do that would be that neither of them go over clean.
Mm.
Double count out. DQ, maybe, by Baron. You know, that would have been good, you know, if he'd have DQ'd himself. That way it's like, oh, you know, Bill's giving him a run for his money, you know, and he has to, like, hit him with a chair or low blow him. That would have been far better. But, yeah, now it's like, oh, well, there you go. So so Bull Dempsey's character now realizes that he's not as good as he thinks he is. And what? Does he try again?
Confidence.
Yeah, does he keep trying? Yeah, does he have a crisis of confidence? Because you know fucking wrestling's great for that.
And then he could maybe learn how to make cocktails or learn how to be a pool shark. I'm thinking just because he's got a crisis of confidence, it's like a Tom Cruise movie, so maybe he should start being a pimp.
Climb up a building.
Using gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, not a great match. I don't know where the character's going to go, and honestly, I couldn't give a fuck about either of them.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going. I don't care. I won't be there when they get there.
They can send me all the letters they want. I'm not going to read them. I've told them this before.
I shan't write back.
I simply shan't, Mother. I simply shan't. Women's tag.
That was okay. Yeah.
It's very good to see a women's tag match. I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. The team of Becky and Sasha Banks getting loads of very, very, very good heel heat. I love that. They're very good at getting that. And, you know, I mean, like, 98 Heart, brilliant wrestler. Charlotte, fantastic wrestler as well. But neither of them really appealed to me, you know, as characters. Whereas I love ripping the piss out of Becky Lynch.
I'd sit here all day saying how much of a tit she is.
I can't get enough of it. I think it's wonderful. So there's that. So anyway, it was good. We liked it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn.
That's good shit.
Yes. I agree. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful stuff.
The young Neville. The young Neville's quite exceptional.
Yes.
Send a basket to his house.
Have his relatives exhumed and have them marionetted to clap for him when he returns. He likes seeing Granddad again. He'd like that. Yeah, no, Neville's present. Neville's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And Sami Zayn's quite good as well.
Even though he is good. Good shit. Yeah, even though he's ultimately the most foul, depraved example of what a human can be.
So. Oh, Canuck. So, I think the next one then is the Wednesday. Because we're on Wednesdays now, apparently.
Yeah,
I forgot about that, yeah.
It's on Wednesdays.
It's Wednesdays, apparently. I haven't heard it. They should have done some adverts. But Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2015, version of NXT is coming up next. So thank you for joining us. Oh, sorry. I'll try that again. And this is a good night from Dan.
Good night.
And good night from me. Good night.